Why Do I Need a Digital Asset Manager? By Henrik de Geer. Posted on June 9, 2009 on another damblog.com. At a recent digital asset management conference, I was asked to present on the role of the digital asset manager, what I do on a daily basis. This is not because I need to justify my position in this economy, nor explain what I do aside from drink coffee all day, but rather to explain what it takes to listen, learn, and adapt to changes in the business needs of an organization, promote, train, and support all DAM users on a daily basis, explain how we measure ROI with every project, collection, and asset we add to the DAM, simplify and unify across departments by sharing assets in DAM, network and interview potential users of the DAM to see what their business needs are, which are usually similar to everyone else's needs in the organization, report on the progress of the DAM on a weekly and monthly basis, create workflow for the use of assets with DAM, create and maintain up-to-date DAM documentation, maintain consistency, maintain metadata standards used within the organization, review and test any configurations and/or customizations for the DAM, be the biggest proponent, in-house advocate, and expert in DAM for your organization, make sure a DAM solution does not become another shelf baby, i.e. another tool which the organization invests in but does not get any user adoption, so it is another waste of time and money because no one uses it. Maintain an active registry of DAM users and needed permissions. This is one position that is in demand nowadays, but can be quite technical and requires patience, energy, attention to detail, process orientation in order to create workflows that make sense to users, love of data, metadata, consistency and flexibility, being methodical helps too, thriving on progress, even baby steps, customer service, i.e. user support, ability to demonstrate how to improve production with DAM to save time and money when used properly, and prior DAM experience. In a previous post, we covered why you might need a DAM. So your organization gets a DAM solution, it gets implemented in your organization, and it's ready for regular operations. Now what? Who's driving the progress of DAM? Who is tracking progress and measuring growth and addressing risks to report on a weekly, monthly basis to stakeholders? Who will answer DAM questions and support DAM users? What happens when something goes wrong? Who is in charge of the DAM? Who will fix it? Who will be the advisor when you need to file a trouble ticket with a vendor versus what can be fixed in-house? Who will create that trouble ticket when that time comes? Who will follow up? Who will train users and power users of the DAM? And attrition does happen. Shall I go on? Do you have a digital asset manager? For more on this, log on to www.anotherdamblog.com or stay tuned to this podcast.